In prices, let's talk about the price of stamps. Guess which way the price of stamps is going? It's going up. First class stamps rising by 10 pence to 95p, while second class stamps are going up in price to 68 pence. Royal Mail say they're facing increased costs, lower volumes. I've got Stephen Gibson with me, founder of SLG Economics, which advises companies on regulation and competition, former chief economist at the regulator, the postal regulator, Postcom. Morning, Stephen.
Yes, good morning, Sean.
Did you ever think you'd get to a £1 a stamp point?
Well, when I was working at Postcom, we were near a 50p a stamp. But yeah, certainly prices are going up very strongly. Mostly not because of rising costs, but it's really because of that decline in the volume of stamps. So we've had 60% decline since 2005, 20% over the last 2 years. And that in a fixed cost industry, that's what's really pushing the prices up.
Right. So what will be the consequence in terms of how many stamps people start to buy? I mean, are you already seeing people buy fewer of these things and find other ways of doing stuff because of the cost?
Well, that's been happening for a while. I mean, people actually, in terms of residential customers, send very, very few letters. I mean, they send a few greetings cards, a few Christmas cards. But it's the businesses that send the letters. It's not residential customers. And but they also have been sending far fewer stamps. So, you know, just think about it. You don't get your bank statement, your visa statement, your gas bill, your electricity bill. It generally typically doesn't come through your letterbox anymore. It comes online and you pay your bills all online. You don't send them a check. So all the sort of the heavy volumes, the big senders are moving from letter traffic to online emails and secure websites, etc.
What about the service Royal Mail are providing these days? Are they providing a 95 pence a stamp service for first class delivery, do you think?
Well, service has been very variable, and they were been particularly hit by the COVID pandemic, and the staffing levels have been very variable. So we've seen periods when they've done very well and they keep their 95% next day delivery target. And we've had periods where Ofcom have had to sort of warn them and pull them up because they have been underperforming in that area. What happens in future will really depend on whether they get the stable planning scenario to understand, have they got all the workers in the sorting offices, all the postmen and postwomen able to go and deliver on a regular, reliable, stable basis or not.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics. Thanks to everybody who's been in touch.